Welcome, everybody, to Bacon's My Podcast. This is What's Your Bacon in 7 Questions. Bing, bing. And today we are continuing our chat with our friends Lauren and James. Lauren and James have a podcast.
Mm-hmm. On the same network
as us. On the same network, on The Den. Hanging out on The Den. They have the sort of kind of funny pod. And you definitely want to check that out. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
The most recent one was the Red Flags one, I believe, is the most recent one that's out now. I was listening to that today, which is a very good one. I like some of those red flags. How are you guys doing today? Are you guys, we didn't scare you off with us being on your show or anything like that?
No. We thoroughly enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
So now we get to scary.
Now we're about to get scary.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, see, you've described your podcast as about, let's see, we figured life is about making bad decisions and laughing about them later. This might be one of those.
Coming on,
in 2 weeks, our episode comes out. We're like, we were on a podcast recently.
Yes.
Bad decision.
Yeah. It happened.
You remember how ours is not so family friendly?
Yeah.
Well,
let's crank it up to a 10. Perfect.
Theirs is definitely NC-17. NSFW.
Well, it's NSFW. I don't know.
Tasteful. Tasteful. No bush.
There's no bush. No.
Mm.
We don't.
Yeah.
Because we manscape. 20% off.
For sure. And what was the code on that?
Yeah.
Bacon pot. Yes.
Perfect. See, James is on it. James is on it. I like
next time I need a manscape, I'm going to use bacon pod for codes.
Lauren's like, next time I need a manscape, my schlong.
Dick. Yeah. They're like, cool.
Wow. It works both applications.
Yeah.
From
what we've heard.
So it's okay.
It cuts all kinds of hair.
Yeah.
Cool.
Whatever hair needs
cutting. It doesn't discriminate between.
No.
No.
All right.
It's got a light. It doesn't chafe.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't burn you. And it doesn't cut you.
Yeah.
And the battery life on that thing is phenomenal. I mean, you can just keep using it and using it. Yeah.
Yeah. The new one you can lock. The 4.0. The new one you can lock too.
So you can lock it.
So it won't turn on in your backpack if you're out traveling.
Yeah, because that would be, oh God, that's so embarrassing.
Wow, I really need to buy one of these. Again, where can I get that? And what's the code?
Get that over at manscaped.com. Promo code Bacon.
Bacon pod.
Pod.
Yeah. I'll check that out right away.
Writing that down.
Yes.
For sure.
So guys, are you ready for the Consumers of Bacon is My Podcast to get to know the double stuff of your Oreo?
Yes.
I'm a little shy, but yeah, let's go.
Well, here we go. We have cultivated 7 questions that will immediately let people know who you are. So question number 1, how many pillows is too many?
For decorative use, is that what you're saying?
Dealer's choice. I always ask that.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say that some people might say that decorative pillows are too many.
Yep.
No.
Functional only.
I think they're wrong, and they need some help in their life, like a partner, to tell them taste. Because
no, but hold on. But there is a limit with decorative pillows that you can reach.
Oh, I didn't say that.
If the entire bed's covered.
Any decorative pillows, you can have, depending on, guys, I'm going to get really big into this, and your listeners are
according
like,
to this graph.
I hate Lauren. Yes. Very into interior design. Your bed has a shape, and depending on the size of it, you need to decorate accordingly. You can have 2 massive pillows, and that's fine decorative wise. Too many would involve 3 additional layers. So if you're getting into 6, I'm going to say past 6 is bad. Now, I do think they are pointless for use, and they can be annoying. I know a lot of male partners get really annoyed with decorative pillows, but they serve a purpose for aesthetic purposes. So anything past 6 is too much.
Okay. James?
I don't have any decorative pillows as I have a very small bed. Also, though, I don't know where I would put them when I sleep, like on my desk. I don't know. I have a very small room.
Yeah.
So 0 decorative pillows. I have, that's not true. One of them's kind of decorative, but I also use it when I sleep. So I don't know. Kind of.
Is it like a Star Wars pillow?
It's a cool looking functional pillow.
Yeah.
It works. It's a Star Wars pillow. So
form and function.
Anyway, yeah. There's a hole in it. Sometimes I use it, sometimes I don't.
All the good ones do.
Much like his wall, which we found out
like
in
my
the
wall.
Previous episode. Yeah.
There is a hole.
With my popcorn bucket from Dune. I have 3 pillows. I feel like more than 4 is kind of a lot. For decorations, I feel like more than like 5 or 6. I'm like, if I have 2 big ones, 2 smaller ones, and then like one in the front, maybe like 5 or 6. past that's kind of getting crazy. So
yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good answer.
Question number two. What is the perfect pizza order?
For us personally, because it's like, I know Americans.
I think I have two answers to
this. You're not in a foreign country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as a, like, what's
yeah, but we,
what you're saying, what is universal or like, what is yours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying like, what?
This is to get to know, this is to get to know you.
Well, yeah, I was like, okay. Well, according to Forbes.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you want from me here?
Start to Google search it.
Yeah, I'm vigorously sweating, looking it up. No, mine is, I like veggie. I like vegetarian pizza. And I know that's what I'm saying. Like, Americans are like, meat lovers.
Or well, what kind of veggies are you?
Right. Black olives. I love peppers, onions. You can throw an occasional pepperoni, but actually, I'm going to backtrack that. I love that. But if I'm going to go margarita, like Italian Neapolitan pizza. If I can pick, that is what I'm going to get. It's going to be Italian style.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
James?
Yeah, if I get to choose out of any in the world, I could basically, it's like, oh, you're one and only. I'm going to go margarita, classic Italian. Now, if I'm getting like Papa John's or Domino's and that kind, then I'm going to go pepperoni, bacon, jalapenos, and that's it. And I'm probably going Papa John's. I like Papa John's for that kind of pizza. Nice. So
yeah, we give the dipping sauce.
You do get the dipping sauce.
You get the dipping sauce is there.
We just ate that last night.
So I had it last night as well.
So good, yeah.
We're spoiled. We're New Yorkers. So
that's true. Yeah.
So, our pizzas.
Although occasionally, since I am from the Midwest, it will be like 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, you can't get
I get a Domino's or a Papa John's or something now.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to. Sometimes
no. There's
you
a
need
time
garbage,
place for it.
and you need.
It's good though. I feel like it's a good bad. Like it's good for
it is. Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Like ordering, yeah, it's delicious.
100%. Look, I've seen Ninja Turtles 2, and the pizza in that movie is.
Sexual.
If I could get that every time in New York, I'm gonna go move to New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's pretty special
out here.
Pizza. I will say that.
I
will say.
But Turtles 1 was Pizza Hut.
That's true.
Yes, Turtles 1 is Pizza Hut.
Domino's.
Was it Domino's?
Yeah, it was Domino's.
I don't remember which one it is, but I do remember specifically the guy shows up late, and they're like, I couldn't find your address because it's like a sewer, you know?
So good. What a good movie.
Yeah.
I think that is the first one, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's the first one. I'm saying the second one's not like a name brand. They just like,
it's just
like some random pizza.
Yeah, the New York pizza, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, it's like all the cheese. And I'm like, so what baby do I have to punch in the face to get one of these things? Like,
all of them.
I get violent real quick.
Get to punch in the face. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Who do I get to hurt?
What baby do I get to punch for this?
Yeah.
There's no.
Babies have no defensive skills. You can totally get the pizza from them. You don't have to punch the baby.
And why are they safeguarding the pizza?
Right.
Yeah, why is it them instead of like the pizza troll? I don't know, but I'm not asking. I'm just punching.
Right.
Somebody with poor judgment.
Anybody that says they'd punch a baby for something just wants to punch a baby.
Like you can choose an ogre. Yeah. Here's you feeding into the either
totally
or from your
can't possibly.
You can either have a baby or an ogre protect your pizza.
Oh, right. I'm gonna choose ogre for sure.
What about a baby ogre? That's a 2-for-1 right there.
No, they're still helpless.
Still punchable.
You know,
I would punch
one joyful. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Full grown ogre, I'm not punching. Baby ogre, maybe.
For that pizza in Ninja Turtles 2, I might take a swing at an ogre for that thing. Are you kidding me? It's delicious.
Fair enough. Question number 3: true or false this time? Cereal is a soup.
False. It's cereal.
Okay.
All right. Wheat-based noodle, cream-based broth.
Yeah.
Or rice-based noodle. Or you know.
Right.
Gazpacho is cold.
Gazpacho's cold.
Yeah, I'm gonna say false.
You know.
Okay. James, you still false or you?
Oh, false. Yeah, sorry. I'm going false. I don't think it's a
hard false.
Full on.
Okay.
I don't think it's a chowder. I don't think it's a stew. None of that. Get that out of here.
All right. Strong answers on that one. All right.
Question number 4: gift cards. Lame gift idea or great gift idea?
Great gift idea.
Lame.
Mm-mm.
Okay, we have different answers. Defend your answers.
Yeah. I like.
Should I go first?
Yeah, I like money and buying what I want to buy. I know what I want.
Yeah.
It's sweet when people give you gifts, but gift cards I don't think are rude. Or
well, let me one up that. Yeah. I know what I want and I know what I like to buy, but if you give me one to Target, I'm not limited to Target. If you give me cash, it's the same amount of money. I'm
like
no longer
MasterCard
limited.
MasterCard ones.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I think gift cards are worse than giving someone cash.
Oh, okay. Well, they said,
went against cash.
But... I'm thinking going against a gift. I don't think it's a lame gift. It's
I'm
still a
saying,
gift and it's still
I'm
money.
Saying gift cards specifically, I do not like the idea of them because it limits me to wherever they bought the gift card from versus like
cash
where it's like
sure.
Universal. I can use that at a store. I could go get a drink from a vending machine. I mean, I can do whatever I want with it. I can leave it in my car until I forget about it and then find it again. So
the world is your oyster.
Yeah.
Okay.
It absolutely is.
I like it. Put it in the pocket of a jacket, find it a year later. Feel like
and then it's
very
and then
treasure.
It's exciting. Better than a gift that someone gave you because you're
that's
like
good, yeah.
I'm a pirate. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 5. What number is Mike thinking of?
7.
2.
Mm-hmm. Question number 6. What's your go-to jukebox pick?
I'm going to go something 80s.
I was just going to say God something damn, 80s.
Yeah. I'm going to say The Promise.
Oof, that's a good one. I think it depends on the bar or scenario that I'm in. Probably a strong life. It's going to be Prince or Michael Jackson.
For sure.
Love both of them. I don't know. They're good. They're good ones. If I'm going for like a slow jam, maybe like The Police, I'll Be Watching You.
Oh.
A good one. Time After Time. I got a lot of good ones. I don't know. I just love. I would be putting in like tons of that birthday money and then I'm just queuing up a bunch of songs
right.
walk over to the jukebox.
Like
so
they just give you coins. You're like, thank you.
Here's $100 in quarters. You. And I'm like, I'm going right now to a bar.
Run to the bar.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go get pizza afterwards.
What's your Prince song and what's your Michael Jackson song if you're picking them?
Ooh. That's hard.
Can I suggest Beat It?
Beat It's a good one. I'll go Beat It probably for Michael Jackson. That's a solid choice. Prince. It's going to be from Purple Rain for sure, that album.
I already know you're going
to. I Would Die For You or Baby I'm a Star. One of those two. Absolute phenomenal. The B-side to that record is a perfect album, first of all. But one of those two. Or
Let's
When
Get
Doves
Crazy.
Cry.
What's that?
Let's Get Crazy.
That one is a... All bangers. Literally, you
miss.
Could throw a dart and hit any
That's
song
true.
On that album, and I'll...
That album's pretty perfect. Yeah.
So...
How about you, Lauren? What's your Michael, and what's your Prince?
So, I'm gonna say the Let's Get Crazy. Let's Go Crazy? Let's Get Crazy? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's Go Crazy.
And Michael Jackson. Oh, I love Michael Jackson's. Like I said, Beat It at, was it Mary Jane? What's that one? It's Not My Lover. Just again.
Oh, Billie Jean.
Billie Jean. Yeah, I'm saying Billie Jean.
We should have answered so she kept singing longer.
Fun enough, at our recent show, we did a mashup of Billie Jean and Let's Go Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh,
my band did a mashup of those two songs.
Yeah. Can we find that somewhere? Is that something I can...
Can we insert that here?
I don't think that's online anymore.
That was a weird show, too.
Yeah, it was our friend's album release, but it was in like a closed location, and there were a certain number of tickets, and it was like 150 people only, and it was like one of those.
I would have paid money to come out and see you guys. I would have flown out there to see that song mashup. That's magical.
It was a good mashup.
It was a solid mashup. Yeah, you guys have done some stinkers.
We have.
This one
was good.
And
that one
was
good.
He's like,
yes, this is true.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I love that.
Oh, no, that's how we are with each other's bands and stuff. Like,
you suck if
something sucks.
You know that?
Yeah, you gotta
if something go sucks.
Yes, not all ideas are good ideas, but all
that's
ideas
true.
Are worth trying.
But was that a good idea doing that mashup? Was it good?
Yes,
it
was
ended
a
up
great
phenomenal.
Idea. It ended up phenomenal.
Yeah, cool. That's
it was
awesome.
Very good.
So I think my two songs would probably be like, as much as I love both of those records. If I went into a bar today, Prince would be Sexy Motherfucker.
Oh, that's a good one.
And Michael Jackson would be The Way You Make Me Feel.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Just because the groove that starts both of those songs, either one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really dance, you know, to like, that one. Mm,
yeah. Yeah. Those would be my
two. I will say a really close to that, I might also go with Separate Ways Journey. That's like that. If you want to start
it's a banger.
Something well, damn, that's a great intro to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So
I will say up in these parts, like I hear so much Journey that like I never pick them on my own anymore.
Yeah. Just like, yeah.
I've heard enough.
That can change it.
But yeah, it's, but it doesn't take away what a great song it is. That's, yes, that's a banger.
Exactly.
Well, here we are. Oh man.
We've made it to number seven. We've
made it to question number seven.
And what's fun about question number seven is it could or could not be the last one.
That's true.
It all depends on how you answer it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you answer it to our liking, you could get a bonus question.
That's true.
I love a good bonus question.
Absolutely.
Now, we've done this well over 200 times.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, in this these 200 times...
only three women were impregnated at the end of the...
and one lucky man.
That cannot be proven.
That, yeah. And it might not have been from us. But
right. Oh.
That being said, percentage-wise, how many people have not gotten the bonus question?
Percentage-wise.
I know.
I'm going to go from 200 because it's a round number, and then I'm not exactly sure what we're on, and so that's easier because I can work in tens.
James, your face.
I'm ready. I'm locked in.
0% Everybody gets the bonus question. So far.
Oh, okay.
So far. Nobody's not gotten it.
You know what? And it will be us.
It would be interesting. It would be something.
It would be,
we're the one percenters.
Is it?
You might be the one percenters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no pressure, but also don't mess this up.
But don't fuck this up.
God.
Question number seven. How do you feel?
Not good.
About garden gnomes.
How do I feel about garden gnomes?
Correct.
I think they're cute.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Romeo and Juliet. It's a cute movie.
Oh, yeah. It's a low-key banger.
Yeah.
It is.
There you go.
James, are you aroused? Because that is the wrong answer.
I'm going to sit on the gnome. I was going to say, I have a two-part answer.
Oh, all right.
God. One, the first thing I thought of was Romeo and Juliet. Certified banger. Absolutely phenomenal. Actual garden gnomes, I'm not a big fan of them. They creep me the fuck out. I don't like them.
Okay.
And third, one of my roommates has a gnome butt plug. So quick little.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know? That's one of the things I think of every time is we all went in and bought him one.
You know what's funny is that I didn't know that gnome butt plugs existed, but in the back of my mind, I knew gnome butt plugs.
You've always known
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you do.
Of course.
And how often do you guys run? I've seen maybe one garden gnome in my life. It's not something you commonly see. Do you guys see a few?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see a lot.
There's a house that's not far from me. Like, I'll go for a bike ride, and if I go a certain way, I pass this house, and they have way too many. There are bodies in that yard. Mm-hmm.
There's never one gnome.
If it was one on my street,
they have one.
Really?
They have one.
Oh, holy cow. That thing needs
I think
a body.
There's one if it's a gift. Like, if you're the type of person that buys a gnome, you got a lot of gnomes. Someone gifts you a gnome, you're like, I guess I got to put this out.
Yeah, the gnome obsessed person gifts it to someone who's not. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's never one gnome, I feel like, unless it is a gift. And that's another reason why I don't like it, because it's like, why do you have this Army of the Republic looking fucking gnomes in your backyard? They're like, they're going to take over the galaxy?
And
like,
a
what's
butt
happening?
Plug? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? There's one missing, and you just have a really, like, wide expression because it's in your ass. Show me the gnome. Let me take it out of you. Please.
So that's what it is. It's because he wants to take it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wants it to borrow.
Exactly.
It's like a library. It's a gnome library.
I mean,
you hope the feet are sideways and not forward.
You hope it's just the head going in.
Yeah.
James, can you explain this gnome situation? What part was
just
being
the head?
Inserted?
You got to go to the ankles.
Head,
I mean,
yeah.
Wow, are we playing or are we not playing?
Is this a game? Yeah. Or is this real life?
Don't tease me, Mr. Gnomeo. Give it to me good.
I have to tell you, we've never talked about gnome butt plugs on the show.
This is a first.
We win.
Therefore, they definitely get the bonus.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
So luckily, this is luckily the bonus question is a it's a multiple choice.
Butt plug. Okay.
Well, we will be bringing up the butt plug story in future episodes for sure.
Yes,
absolutely.
There's a few answers to that question that we keep bringing up in other episodes, and that will be one.
That will be.
But here's the beautiful part about this that you guys can continue to talk about is that it was in its package because we all bought it for him as a joke. We all split it.
Right.
And then someone took it out and like stuck it on like a window seal, and then it was like in his room, and it was all these places. And then one day, gone. Just gone.
You're like so curious.
Yep.
That and we're just a shower like, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I share a shower with him, so
no. He just leaves it in there one time. Not.
I'm like,
off.
Why does this You're look like, used? He's like, I don't know. Figure it out.
Why does it?
So anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We don't know where it is right now. It is in the ethos of people's rectums. I have no idea where it is.
I was just gonna
the
say
ethos something. Of rectum. That's a thing. That's an album.
That's
cover.
A band. That's a band.
Yeah. I'll take 2% for that album. You go ahead. You use that.
Excellent.
The rectum. Thank you.
Something heavy. The ethos of rectum.
Oh, it's something heavy. Yeah.
Or like, is there a gnome in my butt?
That's a good first song.
That's more of a Craven Strange album title.
That's definitely a Craven Strange.
Craven Strange. Is there a gnome in my butt?
Yeah. The answer is yes.
I love this.
Is there a gnome in my butt?
Yeah. Did you ever need backup
currently,
vocals, James and I
currently
there?
Gnomeless.
Excellent.
Currently gnomeless.
Homeless and gnomeless.
Homeless and gnomeless.
That's another
I'll walk
one.
This empty gnome. The only butt plug that I have ever known.
Gnome. It's all going to end in gnome.
This is yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going in the annals.
In the annals of history.
The annals.
Here. Yeah.
Oh, we'll be plumbing.
All right, guys. The bonus question is this. Bacon. Is it a topping? Is it a side? Is it a main course?
It's a topping.
I think it's all the above, baby.
One of you got this correct.
Yes.
One of you did not.
Oh, no.
One of you got this a third correct.
Yeah. James, congratulations. You have won.
You're the winner.
Oh, I thank my butt plug gnome.
How does it feel to be the favorite sibling?
You know, some people think that that's like a news to me, but I've known all along.
Yeah,
I've known all along, so.
It's not new.
Awesome.
And Lauren, we appreciate you playing.
Yeah,
we really do. And
it's
a good answer.
Fun.
We just prefer to live in a world without limitations.
Boxes. And I am in a box currently. And
here's a question.
I respect that.
Do you guys, have you had any answers to any of those questions where you're just like, what? Like either they're crazy or you don't like them or you're just like, okay, whatever.
Well,
has that ever happened?
So we did have someone where we did the gnome question and they were like, actually, my hobby is I buy unpainted gnomes and paint gnomes. I happen to have some in the garage. And like, they're a person that paints gnomes.
I feel like that's when you're like, oh no, technical difficulties, and that's a serial killer.
She's like, I really am into gnomes like that.
I'm really into them, and they're into me.
Right
now.
No.
Yeah, I don't think. Besides that, the somebody had like a little garden. They said where they had like tiny gnomes, and we were like, that might represent bodies.
And then,
yeah.
But nothing.
Someone was answering while a turtle in their backyard was having sex.
Oh yes, that's right.
That was happening once.
They had two tortoises.
They
lived in Arizona.
Yeah.
They had two tortoises in a pen, and they had sex. And
so they're trying to.
And
how do you feel about gnomes? And they're just like.
They're banging.
Yeah.
Cheeks beating shells.
That was the thing.
Like cowabunga.
Yeah. Well, they were tortoises, not turtles.
Ah.
There's a difference, bud.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
We're not educated enough.
But guys, before we head into the full-on episode, let everybody know where they can find you and your podcast and all the things you got going on between now and Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. James?
So you can check us out, Sort of Kind of Funny Pod, on all the socials. So Instagram, TikTok for now until it gets taken down or whatever the hell happens with that. We do YouTube shorts. That's Sort of Kind of Funny Pod. And if you want to listen to more of our shenanigans, including the episode we just did with these beautiful boys, that's Sort of Kind of Funny on all platforms that you listen to podcasts. So Sort of Kind of Funny Pod for the socials. Take off the pod if you want to find our podcasts. Did I miss anything, Lauren? Do you want our custom built butt plug?
Where can they find that? The gnome one that says, "Oh gnome." Yeah.
Oh gnome.
The favorite is spoken and the favorite merch still rules. It's perfect.
I might have to go. Your 2% is coming for that. That might be a merch item. If I can find a place that'll make a butt plug.
Yeah. I will buy one. Are you kidding me? I'll be like, I told them to make this. And they're going to be like, wow, there's like bacon wrapped. It's like laced in bacon. Yeah.
I wanted so badly. Like when we were selling, when everybody had the bracelets, you know, those plastic bracelets that everybody wore forever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we sold a bunch of those for the band, and I wanted so badly to do like on our merch table, just have like a rubber fist with all
with all the rubber bands,
with all the bracelets, all the bracelets on it. I couldn't decide whether the fist or like the four.
Oh, yeah. They're like, where can I buy this fist? You're like, oh, that's not for sale.
Buy all of the bracelets, you can have it.
Yeah.
Then, like, every time I went to look for one, they were like $80, and I was like,
they are expensive.
Money.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I honestly thought you.
I love how James is like,
I have a story about that. I do have a story about that. I got James stories for everything.
We'll get into it.
All right.
He likes to gift people sex toys. If you have.
Yep.
Oh, I love that. Shipadick.com too. Shipadick.
That's good.
You can send people like. Envelopes full of glitter dicks, or
bachelorette party type things.
Yeah, you can mail them a bag of dicks. You can mail them all like shipadick.com. Not a sponsor.
Yeah.
No, should be.
Could be.
Should be. Could be. One day.
But we're gonna get into all this in just a couple days. So everybody, between now and Monday, jump over to their show. Check out the show with us. Mm-hmm. We humbly think that it was a good one.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I think so. So check that out, and then come back here. Yeah, their guests were lame, but they come back here on Monday, and you can check it out on our show. And until then, just remember to ask yourselves every day, what is that thing that can be a topping or a side or a main course in your life? What is that thing that makes everything a little bit better, makes everything a little bit more tolerable? What is that thing for you?
What's your bacon?
What's your bacon?